Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson on the first disciples of Jesus from the book of John. And in just a moment, we're going to read again John chapter 1, verses 1 through 39, and then continue on with the lesson text that will go through John 1 and verse 46. So while you're getting your Bibles and turning to the book of John, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And the Sunday school lesson we are studying was put together with the notes of E. A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 3rd, 1924. Now let me read to you the lesson text from John chapter 1 and verse 35, and I'll stop at the end of 39 and we'll turn to Elam's notes. It says in John 1 and verse 35, "Again on the morrow John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, teacher, where abidest thou? He said unto them, Come and ye shall see. They came, therefore, and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day, and it was about the 10th hour. Jesus invited them to go with him, saying, Come and see. And they accepted the invitation. He probably had some temporary stopping place near, but his home was yet in Nazareth. And he soon left for the regions of Galilee, as we'll see in John chapter 2 and verse 1. They went and abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. At 4 o'clock p.m., counting from sunup to sundown as a day, counting from 12 o'clock at night, according to Roman reckoning, as in John chapter 19, 14, it was 10 o'clock a.m. And this is more probable. They spent the day, no doubt, in receiving profitable information. What seek ye is one of the greatest questions of life, because people usually find what they seek. Seek, Jesus said, and ye shall find. Now in John chapter 1 and verse 40 we read, One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Now Andrew would afterward become an apostle, and he is listed among those whom Christ chose in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 2. John 1:44 tells us he was of Bethsaida, which is probably a suburb of Capernaum, there on the northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. He and Peter were fishermen. Fishermen, or fishing, was an honorable occupation. He was the one who suggested to Jesus the lad with the 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes in John 6 and verse 9. And he went with Philip to tell Jesus of the Greeks who desired to worship him in John 12 and verse 22. Andrew is always bringing people to Jesus. Peter, the lad with the few fishes, and the Greeks who desired to worship Jesus. He was one of the first two disciples of Jesus, becoming one before Peter. But later on, Peter grew into greater prominence, and but little is known of Andrew. He is here called Simon Peter's brother. And that shows that Peter was the more prominent of the two at the time that John wrote. Yet Andrew fulfilled his mission. That is all any of us can do. doing that, we do well. Now let's spend a few moments thinking about Peter. We read in 1 John chapter 1 in verse 41. He first, now this is Andrew, first findeth his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, Christ. First, he findeth his own brother. First to what? Either before the other disciple found his brother, or finding Simon was the first thing he did after leaving Jesus. The latter seems to be the meaning. In the spirit of his new teacher, Andrew at once sought to lead his own brother to Christ. This is the true missionary spirit. Christ came first to his own. The apostles preached first to the Jews, first in Jerusalem, then in all Judea and Samaria, and thence unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1 in verse 8. That was God's order. A man is under obligation more than anyone else to teach his own family and the Bible and to lead them to Jesus. Still, he must not stop with that. From this and Philip's example in John 1:45, we learn the value and power of personal work. Note also the example of Philip the evangelist. Philip the evangelist, when he was preaching to one man in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, that one man was the Ethiopian who was riding along in his chariot, reading from the prophet Isaiah. He didn't know what he was reading and said, Is the prophet speaking of himself or some other man? And Philip said, got into the chariot with the Ethiopian and preached unto him Jesus. And when they came to a certain water, the Ethiopian said, See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And now, all you have to do is put that story together and think, and you realize that when Philip preached Jesus to that Ethiopian, he preached baptism. Else, the Ethiopian would not have wanted to have been baptized. But when he said, See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? They stopped the chariot, and they both went down into the water, and he baptized him. And coming up out of the water, the Ethiopian went on his way, rejoicing. That was not preaching to a great multitude. That was preaching to one man riding along in his chariot. Many of us will not be able to preach to the multitudes, but we can teach. One, Messiah is a Hebrew name, and it means the same thing as Christ, which is in the Greek, and that is, it means the Anointed One. John 1 in verse 42, we read, He brought unto him Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, Peter. Peter soon became more prominent and accomplished, more than Andrew, because he was bolder and more aggressive. Yet Andrew brought him to Jesus. We may be weak ourselves and possess but one talent, yet we may lead to Jesus those who, by God's grace, may accomplish much. To bring our friends and dear ones to Jesus is the greatest service possible that we can render them. If every Christian would bring one soul to Jesus, how soon the world would be turned to God. This is the way the kingdom of God began, and this is the way to extend it. It cannot be done by proxy. We cannot send someone else. But we must go ourselves and do our own work. If we will lead our own family to Christ, we will receive strength and courage by that to lead others to Him. To him that hath shall more be given. John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to two. One of these brought another, and that one brought thousands to Jesus. Simon was the name by which Peter was known. He was the son of John, or in Matthew 16:17, called the son of Jonah. Jesus said he would be called Cephas, which means a stone. John interpreted the meaning for the readers. Peter is the Greek form. Cephas is Aramaic, a modified form of the Hebrew spoken in Palestine in our Lord's day. This seems to be a prophecy as to what Simon would become in strength of character. He was impulsing and wavering at times in the beginning, but he grew into a stone. Now let's move on and read about Philip. We read in John chapter 1 and verse 43, "On the morrow he was minded to go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me." Now on the morrow, that would be the day after meeting with these three disciples, Jesus was minded to go forth into Galilee, and that is, to go home. And he findeth Philip, and invited him to follow him. To him first, so far as the record shows, were spoken the words, "Follow me." That Jesus found him may imply that Jesus sought him, and having found him, called him to follow. He became an apostle, and must be distinguished from Philip, one of the seven, who became Philip the evangelist. His name is at the head of the second group of apostles, as Peter's is at the head of the first group. Matthew 10, verses 2 through 3, Mark 3, 16 through 18, and Luke 6, 14 through 16 has the list of these 12. He and Andrew are also associated in John 6, 7 through 9. It is here we read that Philip answered Jesus, 200 shillings worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here who hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they among so many people?" We read again about Andrew and Philip in John chapter 12, beginning in verse 20. "Now there were certain Greeks among those that went up to worship at the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. Andrew cometh, and Philip, and they tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." We read in John chapter 1 and verse 44, "Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter." Bethsaida means a house of fishing, or as some would put it, a house of hunting. It's difficult to determine the situation of this place. There seems to have been 2 places by that name, one on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee near Capernaum and Chorazin, and the other on the northeastern shore. The first mentioned was probably the one of our lesson. The next one we read about is Nathanael. We read in John chapter 1 in verse 45, "Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and in the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Philip, like Andrew, desires others to come to Christ, and he findeth Nathanael to tell him about Jesus. Nathanael was a Galilean and lived in Cana, we read in John 21 in verse 2. In our lesson, and in John 21:2, are the only 2 places his name is mentioned in the Bible. He was an Israelite indeed, in whom was no guile. I'm going to put a mark here, and we're going to return to this Sunday school lesson tomorrow. That'll be lesson 659 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. You make sure you mark in your Bibles first John chapter 1, and we'll continue with that in our next class.